From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia supports Palestine to receive special rights from UN. Indonesia and Malaysia seek to expedite migrant worker placement system integration. Now the news in detail. Indonesia urged the United Nations to grant special rights for Palestine at the emergency session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York on Friday. Indonesia is one of the 77 countries to co-sponsoring the resolution titled Admission of New Members in the United Nations that is also supported by 143 UN member countries. This is the first time an observer state has been given special rights and authority similar to other UN members, as quoted from a statement from the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry on Saturday. With Palestine's increasing role in becoming a full member of the United Nations, the ministry hoped the political visibility of the Palestinian issues and struggles will increase. The new role is also expected to accommodate and accelerate Palestine's application resubmission on its full membership to the UN Security Council. Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to form a joint task force to accelerate the integration of their systems for the placement of Indonesian migrant workers in the domestic sector. According to a statement received from the Ministry of Manpower in Jakarta on Saturday, Indonesia participated in the joint working group on the Memorandum of Understanding on the Employment and Protection of Indonesian Domestic Workers in Malaysia from May the 9th until 11. The Indonesian delegation was led by Secretary General of the Ministry of Manpower, Anwar Sanusi, while the Malaysian delegation was led by Datuk Seri Khairul Zaimi bin Daud, Secretary General of the Malaysian Ministry of Human Resources. Anwar Sanusi said that during the meeting, the two countries agreed to form a joint task force to accelerate the integration of the Malaysian systems with the integrated Indonesian migrant worker service system. The Malaysian side submitted a proposed guideline for the renewal of work permits and contract employment of Indonesian domestic migrant workers, as well as the process flow. International delegates participating in the 10th World Water Forum will start arriving in Bali on May the 15th, or 3 days prior to the forum, an official at the Indonesian Law and Human Rights Ministry stated. The ministry's Director of Immigration Traffic, Felucia Sengkiratna, told Antara when contacted in Jakarta on Saturday that the Immigration Directorate General has prepared special immigration counters at Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport in Bali to serve guests of the forum, theme Water for Shared Prosperity, scheduled from May the 18th until 25th. The Immigration Office has readied mobile devices that will be used for facilitating immigration services for heads of state and ministers taking part in the forum. South Korea is readying plans for a support package for chip investment and research worth more than $7.30 billion, the finance minister said on Sunday after setting its sight on winning a war in the semiconductor industry. Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok said the government would soon announce details of the package, which targets chip materials, equipment makers, and fabless companies throughout the semiconductor supply chain. The program could include offers of policy loans and the setting up of a new fund financed by state and private financial institutions. Israel on Saturday hit parts of Gaza, including Rafah, where it expanded an evacuation order as the UN warned an outright invasion of the crowded city raised an epic disaster. AFP journalists, medics, and witnesses reported strikes across the coastal territory where the UN says humanitarian relief is blocked after Israeli troops defied international opposition and entered eastern Rafah this week. That effectively shut a key aid crossing and suspending traffic through another. At least 21 people were killed during strikes in central Gaza and taken to Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Balah city, a hospital statement said. The Philippines said on Saturday it has deployed ships to a disputed area in the South China Sea where it accused China of building an artificial island in an escalating maritime row. Philippine Coast Guard spokesperson Commodore Jay Tarriera told a forum there had been small-scale reclamation of the Sabina Shoal, which Manila calls Escoda, and that China was the most probable actor. The Chinese embassy in Manila did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the Philippine assertions, which could deepen the bilateral rift. A major city in Sudan's western region of Darfur has been rocked by fighting involving heavy weaponry, a senior UN official said Saturday. Violence erupted in populated areas of El Fasher, putting about 800,000 people at risk, Clementine Nweka Salabi, the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Sudan, said in a statement. For more than a year, Sudan has suffered a war between the army, headed by the country's de facto leader, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and the paramilitary rapid support forces commanded by his former deputy, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. The war has killed tens of thousands of people and forced more than 8.5 million to flee their homes in what the UN has called the largest displacement crisis in the world. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on Indonesia's efforts to be out of the priority watch list. Indonesian Minister of Law and Human Rights Yasona Lauli on Tuesday said that Indonesia's efforts to get off the blacklist of countries with poor intellectual property enforcement or priority watch list played an important role in increasing international confidence, especially among investors. According to him, intellectual property rights are one of the economic pillars of a nation, which can be one of the main indicators of the level of trust of investors from other countries towards Indonesia. The minister expressed full support in efforts to get Indonesia off the priority watch list. According to him, the Ministry of Law and Human Rights, through the Directorate General of Intellectual Property, is committed to providing maximum protection for owners of intellectual property rights, as well as strict law enforcement for violators, both from within and outside the country. He emphasized that a conducive climate for the business world, creativity, and investment are the main keys to increasing international confidence in Indonesia. Every year, the United States Trade Representatives, USTR, issues a list of countries deemed to have a fairly serious level of intellectual property violations or a priority watch list. In 2023, Indonesia was one on the list along with Argentina, Chile, China, India, Russia, and Venezuela. In recent years, the government, through the Directorate General of Intellectual Property, has made various efforts to remove Indonesia from the list, one of which is becoming part of the International Law Enforcement Community, or Interpol, on December 13, 2022. To strengthen performance, it also formed an operational task force consisting of law enforcement agencies and related ministries and the Indonesian National Police. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with May 12, 1949. The Berlin blockade ends. The Berlin blockade that began on June 24, 1948 until May 12, 1949 was one of the first major international crises of the Cold War. At that time, all rail, water, and land connections to Berlin were cut by the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union did this as a reaction to the implementation of economic reforms and the establishment of the Deutsche Mark as the new currency in West Germany by the Western Allies. They wanted to force the Western Allies to give permission for the Soviet Union to supply basic necessities to the western part of Berlin and effectively gave the Soviet Union full power over the entire city of Berlin. In response, the Western Allies established an air bridge to Berlin, which brought basic necessities to West Berliners. turning to May 12, 1998, Trisakti tragedy incident. The Trisakti tragedy was the shooting of students during a demonstration on May 12, 1998, demanding that President Suharto step down from office. This incident resulted in 4 Trisakti University students' death and dozens of others injured. The students who died were Elang Mulya Lesmana, Harry Hertanto, Hafidin Royan, and Hendriawan C. The background to the demonstration was that the Indonesian economy began to falter in early 1998, which was affected by the Asian financial crisis. Students also carried out large-scale demonstrations at the House of Representatives building. I'll end today in history with May 12, 2008, Sichuan earthquake. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.9 with an epicenter in Wenchuan, Sichuan, People's Republic of China occurred on May 12, 2008 at 14:28 local time. Earthquake vibrations were felt as far away as Bangkok, Thailand. According to official Chinese government reports, the death toll reached 14,866 people. This earthquake was the worst earthquake in the People's Republic of China since the Tangshan earthquake in 1976, which killed 242,000 people. That was today in history.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in this week's Listener's Mailbag, I would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Sami Musad in Egypt. In his email, he said that all the listeners are eagerly waiting our annual competition, hoping that it will return as it was in previous years, so that every listener can fulfill their dream of visiting the enchanting Indonesia. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your email. Well, I will ask our management whether this year there is VOI International Quiz or not. Don't have to worry. If there is one, we will officially announce it. As appreciation for your email, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song.
Right from the start, know that you got feeling you've been wanting my heart. Pose up, pretend like you're in love, act on it like it's seen love. Now you think you can win a spot. Everything about me, you can say you love me, why you always hiding, hiding, why you always hiding, hiding. Everything about me, you can say you love me, why you always hiding, hiding, why you always hiding. you daily. You're driving me crazy. Don't wanna hear maybe. I need some clarity. Play me some melody. We got that chemistry. Boy, saying out to me. Boy, saying out to me.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesian Gymnastics Association socializes the 2025 World Gymnastic Championships. The Indonesian Gymnastic Association PERSANI is holding a Road to World Gymnastic Championship program as a form of preparation for hosting the 2025 World Gymnastic Championships. The activities include holding competitions in a number of cities in Indonesia to introduce gymnastics and socializing the hosting of the 2025 World Gymnastic Championships. General Chairperson of PERSANI, Ita Yuliati, on Tuesday in Jakarta said that the World Gymnastic Championship will take place at the Indonesian Arena Jakarta from October the 19th to 25th, 2025. To socialize this activity, on June the 2nd, 2024, the first Gymnastrada Festival will be held in Jakarta. Last year in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, there were 20,000 participants and it was still a festival class. According to Ita Yuliati, there will be guests from Japan and a professional jury who will assess the harmony, authenticity, and costumes of the festival participants. Ita Yuliati again said that the next activity would be in July by holding the Indonesia Open for the third time. She explained that last year, the committee only held competitions on artistic category with 400 participants. Next in Banten, there will be artistic, rhythmic, and aerobic categories with 900 athletes participating. According to Ita Yuliati, this activity in Jakarta was held at the Britney School Jakarta with artistic, rhythmic, aerobic, trampoline, and parkour categories, and the target participant was more than 1,000 athletes. Meanwhile, the Minister of Youth and Sports, Dito Aryo Tejo, said that the government will fully support the holding of the 2025 World Gymnastic Championships. Moreover, according to the minister, gymnastics is included in the National Sports Grand Design list in the mission to achieve Golden Indonesia 2045, as well as boosting the Olympic rankings so that will continue to be developed. Previously, Indonesia was appointed as the host by the Fédération Internationale Gymnastics, which is based in Lausanne, Switzerland, after going through several bidding processes with candidates from several other countries. After passing the requirements for implementation, which include venue, accommodation, transportation, and nearest hospital, it was approved by the Fédération Internationale Gymnastique. In this championship, 600 athletes will participate in a total of 1,200 people, including officials and judges from 78 countries. The numbers that will be competed in the World Gymnastic Championships are artistic and gymnastic. Indonesia and other countries must take part in the 2025 World Championship to gather points for the qualification stage towards the 2028 Olympics. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Muhammad Izzuddin bin Molkan in Selangor, Malaysia. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese programs through live streaming voinews.id at 12 to 1 p.m. UTC. Hello, sir. Thank you for monitoring our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to the Japanese section. As appreciation, I will send you a QSL card to your address. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
Benar cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tinggal laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja? Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Moto Belong, a culinary delight from Jepara. Almost all traditional snacks or cakes originating from Central Java province have a sweet taste. Apart from that, snacks from Central Java also have a simple shape but a tempting taste. In Jepara district, this sweet taste and simple form can be found in Moto Belong. In Javanese, Moto Belong means glaring eyes. Indeed, its appearance is unique because it is shaped like an eye. It is made from cassava and other mixtures such as young coconut and banana. Though Mata Belong means glaring eyes, it has attractive colors such as red, yellow, and green, which are quite tempting. The origin of the name Mata Belong is taken from Javanese. Namely, moto means eyes, while belong means glare. The food is called moto belong because the shape of the snack resembles the shape of a bulging eye. Apart from moto belong, this traditional Jepara snack is often pronounced moto belong. It is not served with coconut milk sauce like many other traditional snack, but is eaten with grated coconut. The ingredients for making Jepara's typical moto belong are cassava, salt, granulated sugar, grated young coconut, banana, and vanilla, as well as food coloring. Whole banana that have been peeled are covered with smooth cassava dough that has been colored and then steamed until cooked. The way to serve moto belong is quite simple. When it is cooked, just cut it into thin pieces so that the shape resembles an eye. Pieces of slices of moto belong are then mixed with grated coconut and added with a little sugar and salt to add a savory taste. Moto belong is one of Jepara's traditional snack, which is widely sold in traditional market with prices starting from 5,000 rupiah. For your information, $1 is about 15,000 rupiah. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will announce that Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, will carry out an adjustment on our shortwave frequency starting on Monday, May 13, 2024 at 12 a.m. UTC. We are moving from 4750 kHz into 4755 kHz. Meanwhile, our 3325 kHz will continue as usual. We are asking for your understanding. Please tell us your opinion to our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com, website voinews.id and rri.co.id, also our social media accounts. Now for all of you, I will play a beautiful song to color your day. Here is the song.
Sambil berdendang ku coba tuliskan lagu, ceritakan tentang indah wajahmu. Hayalanku pun menari-nari, ku bayangkan jika kau ada di sini, menulis dan bernyanyi bersamaku. Menulis kisah tentang kau dan aku. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Jagalah hatimu, tunggulah diriku, ku kan kembali bersama. Bersamamu. Ku ingat saat kau tersenyum, menggenggam tanganku waktu hujan turun. betapa ku rindukan saat itu. Dan bila suatu hari nanti ku kan pergi lagi untuk mengejar mimpi, kan ku simpan senyummu dalam hati. Tuk lekat ku bermimpi di malam hari. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Jagalah hatimu, tunggulah diriku, ku kan kembali bersamamu. Ku pendam semua rasa rinduku kepadamu, akan hati jalani hidup di sini. Tenangkan jiwamu, ku pastikan kembali bersamamu. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Jagalah hatimu, tunggulah diriku, ku kan kembali bersamamu. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu,
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Miscellany Today is on two hotels in Indonesia included in 2024 TripAdvisor's list of 25 best hotels in the world. TripAdvisor, a travel guide platform, released its list of the 25 best of the best hotels in the world in 2025 recently. The list is part of the annual Traveler's Choice Best of the Best Hotels Awards, celebrating some of the highest-ranked hotels in the world based on the platform's reviews. Vice President and General Manager of Hotels TripAdvisor Dan Mitchell explained the title of the 25th Best Hotels in the World is recognized by thousands of tourists because of its extraordinary service, stunning design, and complete facilities, which redefine what it means to experience an extraordinary hotel stay. Among the 25 hotels, there are two accommodations from Indonesia, namely Adiwana Sueta in Ubud, Bali, in 4th place, and Padma Resort Ubud, also in Ubud, Bali, in 9th place. Adiwana Sueta is located on Jalan Sueta, Bentuyung Sakti Ubud District, Gianyar Regency, Bali. Reporting from its official website, this boutique resort has a number of accommodation types, including Adiwana Room, Sueta Suite, 1-bedroom private pool villa, and 2-bedroom private pool villa. During their stay, guests can also do a number of activities, including swimming in the infinity pool with panoramic views of the tree spa, taking a cooking class, doing yoga at sunrise, exploring Ubud, and dining in the swimming pool with floating breakfast. Padma Resort Ubud is often included in TripAdvisor's list of the best hotels. This hotel is located in Banjar Cari Village, Puhu Payangan District, Gianyar Regency, Bali. One of the attractions of the accommodation is its infinity pool, which has a natural panoramic backdrop. This is coupled with various existing facilities, including a spa, jogging track, bamboo bridge, and kids club. Various types of rooms are available at this accommodation, including premier room, premier deluxe room, premier twin room, premier club room, premier club pool view, and family premier room. That was Miscellany Today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Let's fall in love like the old-fashioned way, just like they do in old movie. When Romeo meet Juliet, when Harry met Sally, no emojis, and we don't need IG story. We just say what we wanna say to a love letter. I wanna sing a song that'll make you smile. I want to buy a flower just for you. So let me take your hand. We take a walk at night across the city until the morning sun.
Just for you and me, like the old
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Mahalini. Niluh Ketut Mahalini Ayu Raharja, better known as Mahalini, born on March 4, 2000 in Denpasar City, Bali Province, is an Indonesian singer who started her professional music career after coming out as top 5 of Indonesian Idol Season 10. Her first album, Fabula, gained success through several hit songs such as Sisa Rasa and Sial. At the end of March 2024, Mahalini returned with her latest single, Mati-Matian, or in English means desperately. In writing this song, she was assisted directly by the popular musician Anmesh Kamaleng. Mati-Matian tells the story of someone who has sacrificed for her loved one, but her struggle is not considered, even though she has fought desperately. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest song by Mahalini, Mati-Matian. Happy listening.
Kita adalah dua insan penuh cinta. Bisa kita manis tuturmu buatku terpana. Bagiku kau sempurna.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. Please give your feedback through our social media accounts like Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @voi_official, or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.